Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that our Lord has made. We must rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth, Ministry Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams. Today is June 18th, 2018. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My listening audience, I'd like to thank my listening audience for tuning in to me, to Blog Talk Radio and all the social media sites. Thank you, and good always thanks and praise go out to my Lord and Savior, my Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Psalms 119, verse 105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. This is a wonderful day today. This is that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's a nice hot day because it's summertime. So stay cool. Drink plenty of water. Put some lemon in your water or put some cucumbers or that in your water. And it keeps you refreshed. Help keep you have your electrolytes that you need when it's real hot, weather type of day. It will keep you refreshed. And even if you got a little squirt tape, something you can just squirt a little mist on yourself. When you're out there, that's good also, to just keep yourself refreshed. Around your temple of your head, around the back of your neck. Take a deep breath. And thank God for this awesome day. Let's take a moment out to thank God for this thing. Now let's take a moment for God being our Father in art and heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Because this past week was Father's Day, but we know every day is Father's Day. If you're a father who take care of your loved ones, take care of your children, who's in your child's life, doing the best that you can, happy, happy Father's Day. That's the day that they celebrate. Now, as a unit, but just think about it. Every single day is Father's Day. Because every day God never sleeps on his job. He's always there for us. Even when we feel as though he's a distance from us. He promised never leave us, never forsake us. Look, he's not from you. His breath is within your body. It's keeping you breathing, keeping your lungs pumping, keeping your heart pumping, keeping everything going. The exchange of gases in your body. It's everything works because God allows it to work. Regardless of your background, regardless of your ability or disability, if you're still here on this earth, you hear my voice. God is breathing in you. His life, his spirit is in you. So rejoice to that fact. So, I grew up as six of us siblings. My parents had six children. And grew up with a wonderful, awesome, kind, loving, girlfriend, father. Not in our presence now, in this type of realm, but he's with the Lord and Savior, because he did believe and do believe in Jesus Christ. Awesome man. He was a man who brought joy in the house with his laughter. He cracked jokes. Enough jokes that make you laugh. Some people crack jokes and it's like sarcasm or hurt your feelings. My father wasn't that type of jokester. He was a kind-hearted person. Paint all the beautiful houses we ever live in. he was an artist, so he loved painting the house, beautiful colors. You know, I know people used to come in, oh my God, it's so bright, and he can tell them all the different colors, and I need sunglasses. Well, I think you need to put your sunglasses on because you love color. And color cheer you up. And my father's a cheerful personality. He had clowns on the wall. He even had dancing girls on the wall. He just had balloons on the wall. He had this house full of joy. All different type of geometric designs. He's just an awesome, awesome dad. Who was there with his wife over 43 years. It was my fault. He was called home. And he raised his children. He took that responsibility. It wasn't like, oh, my God, I got to raise some children. No. We was the fruit of his Lord. It was the fruit that God had blessed their union with, him and my mom. So we hopefully you grew up in a household full of love and sunshine. If the end time you, if you're a person in heaven, my heart goes out to you. Remember, you have a God in heaven. He's your Father. So just soak in that he loves you, the God who created you, put breath into your body, and realize that he's an awesome God. I pray for anybody out there, if you're a father, be a father. Don't neglect your responsibility. If you put the pay child for pay child for and see your child, be loving and kind to your child. Don't complain because you got paid child support. You wouldn't have to pay child support if you do your responsibility. But I know that's my father. He took care. He took me and my brother to our marching band practice. We used to be, I used to be a major rat, and my brother, he was on guard. I guess what you call him, they had the you know, the rifles and they march. We used to practice. You know, so that's wonderful. Just a wonderful, awesome dad. My brother, he's a wonderful dad. I got two brothers. My one brother, my mission right now, love his children. Take them to basketball practice. Mr. was talking about golf. It took him anywhere. He loved spending time with his children. So happy Father's Day. And when you're going through whatever goods and downs as a father, just think about the Father in heaven who blessed you. And if you come from a good father on earth on also, think about the Father that God bless you with. And think about you can only do what you can do. Like old famous businessman said, I will.
You can do it. All you can do is enough.
All you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. So all you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. Children are a gift to us. You know, it's a blessing. But keep your child in prayer, regardless of what they're going through. You correct them, you speak your mind, you tell them exactly where you stand on any issue. And you raise it the best you can according to the will, to the will of God who placed in you, because his will lives in you. All you can seek it, his kingdom of all your heart. He will talk to you and trust him with the answer. You know, love them, keep them in your prayers, your children, keep your parents in your prayers, and listen to good wisdom. The world don't care to destroy you. But God in heaven wants you to live and live a life like more abundantly. And you're blessed with parents who are telling you things that you know is good, listen, don't think they're trying to take your joy from you. They're not. But you come from a good family. I ain't talking about you fathers who think it's okay to give your child liquor to have them go to sleep because you don't want to deal with them crying because they're a baby, or smoke marijuana with them, or tell them, oh, you put this old age, all that nonsense. But fathers who raising their children to be decent men and women, boys and girls, respect their neighbor, respect God, first of all. So many times we say respect everybody, but we forget and neglect to say you put honor God, you put the glory for God, you put the praise God, you put the word of God, and honor your mother and father. So this is a message for the day, and it's a short message. My topic continues. That's how you fight for your family, because the topic we are at war for our loved ones. And it's a battle, and the purpose, fighting for our loved ones, and that's part of being a father, loving your children, being there for your children, being supportive of your children. On those things you can support, things you know it's not, you just keep them in prayer. You don't release them to the world and say, I don't have nothing to do with you, because they're not living the way you think they should live. Then the world going to eat them up, because the world don't care about them. And think about it. God loves us so much, he ain't letting us go. But he said we can hold on to him by confessing him. It's our God, it's our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Because he could just say, you know what? I ain't coming for y'all. Y'all just dying your sin. But he loves us so much, he sent Jesus to rescue us. And all we got to do is believe he is God, that he is our Lord and our Savior and our Redeemer. Confess with our mouth, believe in our heart that he's Lord and Lord, he King of Kings. He is our everything. So if you want the strong, you have not such Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I tell you, take your time out. Ask God how to have a personal relationship with you. Tell God you want to live a life of victory. You don't want to perish. Doesn't mean on this side of the realm you want to have pain. Because, Lord, I'm born again. We go through all kinds of trials and tribulations. You know. So, but I know there's no doubt in that God is real, Jesus is real, and he's coming back for his church someday. But if I go right now, I know I'll be resting in his care. But he wants us to have life like more abundant. And by doing that, it's seeking his wisdom, his love, and we want to be there and love and remove ourselves from negativity as much as possible. The children, all of your mother and father. And by doing that, you be honoring the God who created you, who breathed breath inside you, who blood running through you. You ain't create yourself. Yes, mama and papa lay down, and do that union came you. But before the foundation of the world, God already created you. David, just one part of the process bring you to this side, to this part of the world, and to this realm. It's an awesome process. So you just think about that. You were first created by God. Your parents is just part of the process of delivering you to this realm. So lift your hand up. If you want to wear nothing else to say, with tears in your eyes, whatever you're going through, say, God, I release myself to you in your holy name. I want you to be my God. I believe Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I might not understand all the ins and outs. The people go battle back and forth, but I want to know you for myself. And all my pain, all my suffering, all my sorrow, all my sins, whatever it is, I give it to you, God. Open my mind, my heart, soul, spirit, and conscience, and the natural and supernatural and spiritual and all the different parts of us, known and unknown to us. I lay it at your altar. I give it to you and ask you to just take it over. Take me over. In your holy name, Jesus Christ. I'm aiming for prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, everything I just say, I just pray everybody who listens to this call, who will be listening to the call, that they open their hearts, those spirit, and mind, throw some conscience up to you, ask you in it to be their God, their Lord, and their Savior, Jesus Christ. They confess with their mind, believe in their heart who you are. They seek you and believe that you are real. We ask that they give them peace, past our understanding, keep the children safe and adults safe from abuse of any type, verbal, physical, psychological, any kind of abuse. I reboot people who use hypnosis practices to hypnose someone into a bad behavior. I mean, that's true. Or they teach them bad behavior. Whatever negativity, anything to go against the will of God, I reboot that spirit. I pray that everybody in this call have life, life more abundant, live a life pleasing to you. They remember the love that they have for their father, love they have for their mother. But think about that person that you love and what you're doing. Do you really want to hurt them? Whatever activity you participate in, or lifestyle you participate in. If you love your mother, you love your father. Most importantly, you love God. You want to honor him by being the best person he called you to be. Not to do anything to call yourself hurting somebody because you want to be the opposite of what they want you to be. Be what God created you to be. In Jesus' holy name, y'all have a blessed day. Stay cool, get some drink, keep cold water on you best you can. Matter of fact, if you can't get the cold water, keep water with you. Because a sip of water is going to help you out, so you won't be dehydrated. It's very important. When you can get some lemon in your water or cucumber, put in your water. Now, people say, I don't like the taste of water. But water will keep your cells functioning. So keep that in mind. Okay, have a glorious day in Jesus Christ's name. Every Monday on Blog Talk Radio, Only for Christianity, Love Truth, Wilm 645, is my show, 1 p.m. every Monday, Eastern Standard Time. On Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do prayer for the students. Okay, until next time, have a good day. Bye-bye.